Hello lovelies, you're listening to Alex's Audio Diary 22, and today I'm going to be talking about positive thinking. I used to be one of those pessimists. Yes, I used to be very pessimistic way back. Every day, you know, I would just go through life feeling negative and thinking it's just negative thoughts, because that was my own mechanics, my own strategy of dealing with my everyday life. I mean, it was much easier for me to feel like something would go wrong or things would never go right, just so that I could deal with disappointment. Because if I thought something wouldn't go well, and eventually it didn't go well, it would just be more easier for me to accept and tolerate. But then you must also consider how burdensome, you know, how much of a burden that is to go through life every day just feeling negative about things. When I decided to, you know, teach myself, because I had to teach myself to learn to be optimistic, to think positively, and to just have general positive thoughts in my mind, I realized that, you know, it just makes your day brighter, and it took away half of the depression that I was feeling at the time, because it really is very strenuous to feel like, you know, people have issues and those issues are your fault, or for you to feel like no matter how much effort or work or hard work you put into something, everything's always going to go wrong. Now, we have to sort of teach ourselves that it's okay for you to wake up and have positive thoughts. Sometimes some people say you have your head in a cloud, or you're not, you're deluded. It's not that. The fact that you think bright thoughts, optimistic thoughts, you know, just thoughts that give you that you just have a positive view, so to speak, about your life and about the things that you're doing, tends to bring a positive result. Because, for example, it's impossible for you to feel negative things and come up with positive results. You know, assuming you're writing an examination and you already feel like you're going to fail, like, you know, you hate maths and you hate to do maths and you're not very good with maths, and you go in there feeling like, oh, maths is my worst subject, I know I'm going to fail this. Then you're going to go into that examination already as a failure, because there's nothing motivating you to want to pass this examination, because you're already feeling deflated. You already feel like you've lost. And so there's nothing to push you to want to get a positive result. Now, but if you go into that examination feeling like, you know what, I'm going to pass this because I don't want to fail this. You know, I know that I have challenges with math, but here's what, I still want to pass this, and I'm going to try my best to answer as many questions as I can. There's always a tendency that you're going to get better results than you actually would have if you had negative thoughts. And it's the same thing with projects, with work, with career, with marriage, with relationships, with love, is that you wake up every day feeling like, you know what, things are going to go right, irrespective of what the challenge is, you know, or the obstacles will be. I see that, you know, I can see something positive coming out of this. It's the fact that you're not looking at things in just the black and white way, but you're also embracing the gray areas. So you're saying, you know what, even if things don't go exactly the way that you planned, you can still look at it and take out something good out of it. That's what positive thinking does. Because however you look at your life, you look at things, you find out that you're actually making some sort of progress. So it's not like, you know, there's nothing good coming out of anything. You look at it and say, you know what, okay, I can take away this because I think this is something good that has come out of this bad situation. So first of all, first things first, I realize that the thoughts that we think affect our mood, affect how we treat others, affect how we behave, and also affects our outcome. So the more positive we get, the more positive results, the more positive thoughts we think, the more positive results we actually get. So I'm not going to keep this for too long. You know what to do. You know, let me know what you feel as well. Feel free to share your thoughts, and let me know what you think about positive thinking and how you think that affects, you know, your life, so to speak. It's Monday morning and I have to get, you know, to other things. But remember, as always, I love you. Have a lovely day. Mwah.